Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
8:37 in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs have now won three games in a row. Welcome to the Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport post-game show, everybody. Sam Hines with you here in the studio, and this is your happy recap for August the 26th, 2017. A good old pitcher's duel between Tom Eshelman of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and Brian Johnson for the Pawtucket Red Sox. It was the heavyweight bout that I build it up to be in terms of starting pitching, although we did know that we were always going to get a tremendous outing out of Tom Eshelman, and he just continues to deliver, pun intended, outing after outing. Eshelman just proves how good of a pitcher he really is. Another seven innings, four strikeouts. He didn't walk anybody. He only allowed four hits. There was never a threat by Pawtucket when Eshelman was on the mound. No real threat. Maybe one. One sort of threat, which I'm not going to give away because I think we have a highlight from it. But really, Pawtucket never really stood a chance against Eshelman. Nobody really ever does. He works so quickly. And he's so dominant. When Eshelman is on the mound, it's going to be a good night. 9-3 now with the win. And you just felt like it was going to be a good night for Eshelman as soon as the Pigs gave him a 2-0 lead. And they never looked back. Just another tremendous outing from Tom Eshelman. First inning, after Scott Kingery grounded out 6-3, J.P. Crawford walked. And that brought Cam Perkins to the plate. Turning point of the game.
Hunter leads off, pitches swung on and drilled in the air, left field deep. Going back court, at the track, at the wall, forget about it, it's out of here! Cam I am, green eggs and slam, a line drive, BB to left, and it's 2-0 Lehigh Valley.
What a start for the Iron Pigs, up 2-0. As you're going to hear a lot, Red Sox went down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first inning. And as you're going to hear a lot, the Pigs went down 1-2-3 in the top of the second inning. Bottom of the second, Ryan Court had a two-out triple, but nothing doing. Devin Marrero grounded out 6-3 to end the bottom of the second. Pigs went down 1-2-3 in the top of the third. Bottom of the third, Pawtucket down 1-2-3. These two pitchers were moving quickly and efficiently all night long. Top four, Pigs went down 1-2-3. Bottom of the fourth inning, Hiker Meneses went down swinging on strikes. Brian Bogusevich popped up, and Matt Dominguez grounded out to Angelo Mora, who fielded shortstop brilliantly tonight. A lot of 6-3s in this score sheet for Mora, who took over the position from J.P. Crawford, who played himself a good second base tonight. Top of the fifth, Pigs got a one-out single from Angelo Mora. He was able to get to second on an E1. But Nick Rickles grounded out to shortstop, and then Hector Gomez struck out swinging to end the top of the fifth. Bottom of the fifth, another 1-2-3 inning for the Red Sox. Top of the sixth, the Pigs went down 1-2-3. Bottom of the sixth now, Jansen Witte. Well, he grounded out. It went Hector Gomez to Brock Stassi. That was the first out of the inning, and then Dan Butler came to the plate.
Now the 0-2. Call third strike. Eshelman is just in fuego.
And at that point, I'm just thinking, man, this is such a good game. It's so well pitched. It's moving so quickly. I just need to collect a highlight. And there's so many Eshelman strikeouts. There's a highlight. Eshelman struck out Dan Butler looking at strike three. Now, Zhuwei Lin did single with two outs, but Hiker Meneses popped up, and that ended the sixth inning. On to the top of the seventh. Pigs went down 1-2-3. Bottom of the seventh. Brian Bogusevich led it off with a single. Matt Dominguez popped up, but Sam Travis then singled as well. So really the only trouble Eshelman ever got into in this game. But he quickly got Ryan Court to pop up, and that brought Devin Marrero to the plate.
Tying run at first, go ahead run at plate, bottom seven. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on a ground ball right back to the mound. He knocks it down, stays cool, picks it up front side, goes to first in time.
And that would be it for the night for Tom Eshelman. And what a way to finish it for himself, to get a ground out right back to the mound to finish off Devin Marrero and the Paw Sox in the seventh inning. Pigs, that whole time, through the first seven, still led it 2-0. Top eight, Pigs went down 1-2-3. This was now Carson Smith in the game. Brian Johnson went seven himself. Bottom of the eighth, Zhuwei Lin would work a two-out walk against Casey Fien, but Hiker Meneses would pop up. That would do in the eighth inning. Top of the ninth, Scott Kingery in his final at-bat, attempting to make it a 24-game hit streak, struck out swinging, and that is the hit streak for Scott Kingery. Finished off today, but what a streak it was. And really, what a career it's been for Scott Kingery so far. Let's be honest, Scott Kingery has done almost everything perfectly well. Today he was a DH, so he didn't make any spectacular defensive plays. And he had an offer at the plate for the first time in 23 games. And for only the second time in 39 games. At least in terms of getting a hit. He had a 16-game hitting streak. That ended, then immediately started a 23-game hitting streak. Now at this rate, with only 9 games left, he probably could end the season with a 9-game hitting streak, but I doubt he'll ever see the Lehigh Valley again. If he keeps this up, he'll be a mainstay in Philadelphia for a long time to come. But J.P. Crawford would do what J.P. Crawford does best and walk. That was his second walk of the game. He would then steal second base. Cam Perkins would then single, which moved J.P. Crawford over to the third, and that brought Brock Stassi to the plate.
Perkins leads. They're on the corners. It'll be a 3-2. He's off. Pitch is swung on and drilled out right field. A line drive directly at the right fielder, Bogusevich. Catch is made. Runners tagging. Here comes throw. It's strong but late. Crawford slides in back door for a big RBI from Stassi.
Insurance for the Iron Pigs, who now had a 3-0 lead. Carlos Tochi flew out to end the top of the ninth, which meant one thing and one thing only. Pedro Beato is into the game. The IL leader in saves, the Pigs' all-time single-season save leader. And that's usually bad news for the opponents. Brian Bogusevich grounded out right back to Beato to lead off the inning. Matt Dominguez popped up, and that meant Sam Travis was the only thing standing between the Iron Pigs and a victory.
It'll be a 1-2 pitch. He struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Los Cerdos vuelan, Los Cerdos vuelan, Los Cerdos vuelan as Pedro Beato notches save number 29.
Pigs fly to a 3-0 victory over the Pawtucket Red Sox. Three runs on three hits, but it would be all the Iron Pigs would need to snatch the victory today. Pawtucket, no runs on four hits. They were 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Only four opportunities. They left two on base. The Pigs were 0-for-3. They left five on base. Really, like I said, just a good old-fashioned pitcher's duel. Eshleman gets the win. He is 9-3. Seven innings, four hits, four strikeouts. Michael Mariota hold his ninth. One inning, one walk. Pedro Beato a save, his 29th. One inning, one strikeout. Beato, 29 saves, and this was after he spent time in Philadelphia and on the disabled list. Beato, really a fantastic year for the Iron Pigs. A tough loss for Brian Johnson. Seven spectacular innings himself. Two hits, two earned runs. That came on the two-run home run by Cam I.M. Perkins in the first inning. One walk and three strikeouts. Carson Smith an inning. No numbers across his line. And Austin Maddox an inning. One hit, one run. It was earned. One walk and one strikeout. Time of the game, a cool and crisp 2 hours and 12 minutes in front of a sellout crowd of 11,665 at McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Once again, the final score, the Pigs fly to a 3-0 victory over the Pawtucket Red Sox.